This room that you said you call the living room, would that be just like what this room is? I mean, used for the same purposes?
Yes, but then there's always two beds, sometimes three beds in the living room.
Really?
But it was called the living room. Mm-hmm.
Was it ever called? Now, what was the difference? I've heard people talk about it in the old days, a room they call a parlor. But
well,
what was that? I can never get those things straight, you know.
Well, that's where the girls done their courtship.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was.
When the girls got up large enough so they could have a bowl, they'd go to the parlor and do their talking and visiting in the parlor. And the kids wasn't allowed to in and out there.
That was strictly reserved for
the young people.
And they're courting, I think you said that. That's funny. Well, I was wondering about that. Well, what about, did people have in their houses a room just to store old worthless stuff, you know, stuff that you didn't want to have out anywhere, just to...
Well, not way back there. Now, every inch of a house or the floor space was into something that wouldn't.
Way back there, they built the kitchens off.
Yes. Now that was.
Out there from the house.
We didn't have any way to keep the house cool. When you'd have a fire in there and cook for work hands all day, then you couldn't sleep of night. It gets so hot. And they got to building the kitchen off, as far as from here to that partition back there from the main building. And
make a rock walkway out to the kitchen.
And they'd
some of them.
Then you could do all your cooking and canning and everything out there and clean up your kitchen, get out and close the door and go to the house where it is cool.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was wondering about, too. A place, when I was asking before about where you just store things, they never had, like, a junk room or...
Well, no, not back then.
We called it a smokehouse.
Yes, we had a smokehouse.
Still got an old smokehouse out.
And it's our junk room.
Oh, yeah.
And back when I was younger, they had a smokehouse, and that was to put the meat and the lard in. But such as we put in a storehouse now, it wasn't put in the smokehouse, and now then my people got to where they just kind of built a little room for that.
When Merle and I first married, you couldn't go to the store and buy this meat. We raised the meat and killed it and cured it.
Fatten the hogs and kill it, and then we'd make the lard.
Same thing.
Yeah. So that's just amazing.
And our hams, we'd usually eat the shoulders after we get the scraps cleaned up, like the backbones and ribs and things like that. And then we'd fix the hams and keep them then till summer. But the shoulders we'd eat alone.
You just eat right then because you didn't cure that?
No. Well, we cured it too. We'd salt it down and let it stay. We'd had a big box that we'd put our meat in after it was killed and covered up with salt and let it stay that way for two weeks or more. I forget how long now. And then we'd take it out of the salt and wash the salt off and hang it up in the smokehouse. And we'd be able to take an old bucket and put a little coals of fire in that bucket and we'd